Jake, defeat in the League Cup on penalties against a higher league opposition, but I guess from your point of view, there's plenty of positives to take from that one.
Yeah, they only had plenty of positives. I said to the girls before the game, you know, obviously with cup competition, we want to win, go to the next round, etc. It's easy things to say, but I said to them today that, you know, the goal is to be proud of the performance. We come away from the Darwin game, which was our last game against higher opposition in the cup, and they weren't happy as a group, as individuals. So I said, make sure, you know, you come away today and you've given your all and you're proud of what you've done. I mean, at the moment now, kind of the faces and how they feel, probably not, they don't want to think about it, don't hear from me, but I've told them how proud I am for the 90 minutes. Well, 70, 80 minutes, you know, we didn't start well, but then once we started playing our football and pressing off the ball, I thought we were excellent. It's just cup football for you, and it's an horrible way to finish a game of football, is penalties.
Yeah, it certainly is, and obviously you made a few changes to the starting 11 today. I know we've spoken previously about sort of giving players opportunities in competitions like the League Cup. Was that the same today, sort of the decision behind the starting 11?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always nice to have a squad. You know, we've got a big squad full of quality, and we can rotate it, but, you know, don't take anything away from those players that have been brought in. You know, they've got the opportunity on merit. Everyone's working the socks off in training. You know, we're getting 19, 20 to training. Players are starting to come back from injury now. You know, Kira kind of looking fully fit. She got through 90 minutes there, which is excellent. Sinead got kind of 10, 15 minutes at the end. Rian's kind of slowly getting back to kicking the ball again. But yeah, we made them changes. We can trust the players. The like-for-like change in the sense of they might have the same strengths as some of the players that they replace, but they've got their own strengths, and they showed that today. They showed the quality, and I was more than happy with the changes and kind of the way we played as a team, as a squad. It's good to be able to use the bench as well, which is always easy for a manager.
Definitely. You mentioned Sinead there. Obviously, she spent quite a few weeks out now, and obviously through injury and other things as well. How's she doing, and how far is she sort of being back off fully fit? Is it just a case of getting her some minutes over the next few weeks?
Yeah, I think it'll be minutes. I think it'll be confidence, and hopefully the winter doesn't play too much of a part. You know, she's struggled the last few weeks. And before kind of she got injured and was out, she was, you know, she was really pushing for a starting position. But we got her some minutes today. You know, we'll do our best. In all honesty, I think it'll be the new year where she's really fully fit, really at it. She said today, I asked her at the end, and she felt great. She just felt a bit lost. And that's what's going to happen after 2 months, really, of not being on a football pitch. It's great in training, but it's a lot different kind of when it comes to a game. I thought she did excellent. The job we asked her to go on and do in terms of put pressure on their 10, who was kind of linking everything up, she went and did that, and she drove us forward with the ball, which is again what we needed kind of the last minutes of the game.
And obviously you mentioned sort of how proud you were of the girls in the answer to the first question. Obviously Fleetwood, higher league opposition, did sort of today's game give you sort of a few more pointers about sort of your team and how they can do against higher league opposition?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, these games are great. The FA Cup is kind of the excitement of the journey, the FA Cup, and, you know, I've grew up with the FA Cup. But games like this in the League Cup, you want to see where you're at, especially going into next season, the season after, when, you know, we want to go and get promoted and play in that league. So it's a good opportunity for us to go, right, where are we at? This is a test. You know, do we need to make any changes to our squad going into next summer? But no, I was more than proud of the girls. You know, they held their own. You know, Fleet were a very technical team, but once we put them under pressure and kind of got their head down, we kind of got back the ball back, and when we played our football, I thought we kind of played them open, created a lot of chances, scored 3 goals. I mean, I said to the girls at our time, the first thing I wrote down in my notebook, and I think 5 minutes in, was character, because, you know, you've got to question the character there. 7 minutes in, we're 2-0 down, but I thought they stuck together. They did really well. They will be proud, hopefully, but I think it might take a few days to settle in, because, like I say, penalty shootouts is the worst way to finish a game.
Definitely. You mentioned, we mentioned last week, obviously, a win in the County Cup against Middleton. You've been drawn at home against Cheadle in the next round. Obviously, that's not going to take place to the new year, but Cheadle, a side that sort of did well last season and went on to win this very competition, what are your sort of early thoughts ahead of that draw?
it's going to be a tough game. It's the semi-final of the County Cup. Again, it's great for us to test a team from the league above. But for me, you know, I'm pleased that we're playing the previous winners, because it's a real test then. And it, you know, if we do go on to get to the final, and, you know, if we lift the trophy, you can say that you've played and you've beat the previous winners. Listen, we'll prepare how we always prepare. We'll try and do our homework as best we can on Chido. You know, we've heard they're a good outfit. We played them in pre-season. They were absolutely class. But you know, on our day, I do think we can compete with the teams in the league above. We've shown it today, and we've shown it throughout the season. So you know, we'll go into that and look to kind of book a place and go one further than last season, I suppose.
Definitely. And just finally back to the league next weekend, a game against Warrington. What are your thoughts out of that one?
Massive game. You know, we've made it clear to the girls, we've got 3 now till Christmas, and it's a big 9 points. Not just the Warrington. You know, it's the old cliche, take one game at a time, but you've also got to be thinking about the games after that. We want to stay top of the league at Christmas. We've not played Warrington. We've seen their results. You know, we've heard positive things about them, and the damage they can do if you let them. So we'll go into that with the same attitude, and you know, fingers crossed, we'll come away with 3 points, and we'll keep kind of plucking away at staying top of the league.